Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. About the concept of God, a very general misconception which is found in the minds of many Muslims is the notion that God is merciful. He is someone who is forgiving. He accepts the repentance of people. So how can it be said that one day God will punish people and he'll be punished them so gravely that he'll put them into hell and burn them in hell? This is something which is beyond his mercy. This is what the whole misconception is all about. Now, the Quran no doubt says that God is merciful. He's very forgiving. He is very gracious. But at the same time, the God we know of, the God which the Quran has introduced to us, is someone who is also just. So therefore, there are verses in the Quran which says to the effect, يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ, which mean that God admits into mercy whomsoever he wants to. And therefore, people think that since God is merciful and he will admit people into his mercy, and whomsoever he wants to, he will admit into his mercy. So therefore, people think that God is merciful, and therefore one can expect that he will not punish us. Now, again, as I said, that it's important to interpret verses in their proper context. And whenever we find such verses, invariably we find some other explanations also which are found generally within the context of these verses. For example, we know that in a certain place in the Quran, in Surah Mursalat, right at the end, the words are يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, which means that no doubt God admits into his mercy whomsoever he wants. However, for the wrongdoers, he has prepared a grievous penalty. So the second part obviously tells us very clearly that though God is merciful, he admits into his mercy whomsoever he wants. However, for the wrongdoers, his mercy will have no effect. He will not be merciful for the wrongdoers. وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. For the wrongdoers, he has prepared a painful torment, and they will be admitted into that painful torment. So in a nutshell, it must be clear in our minds that if the Almighty is merciful, then of course his mercy is something which is bound by a law, and his mercy will not be for people who are wrongdoers. And one important thing which needs to be realized here is that one must have a clear concept of all the attributes of God. If one relies on one attribute without realizing that there are other attributes of God also which balance a particular attribute, one might end up on a wrong conclusion, as the case is in this regard. So therefore, we have to have a complete conception of all the attributes of God. If God is merciful, he is also just, and it is the requisite of his justice that he punish criminals, that he punish wrongdoers and evildoers. So in a nutshell, we can say that the concept of God being merciful must not be understood in isolation. God is merciful, no doubt, and the manner in which this verse mentions that he admits people whomsoever he wants to. So this whomsoever is primarily meant to tell us that no one can stop him when he decides that he has to be merciful to a person. It does not mean that this intention of God is not bound by any law, by any rule. Of course, it is bound by the rule, which is stated generally in these verses later on, and which I already have explained. And that rule is that وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. He decides to admit someone into his mercy, no one can stop him. But for the wrongdoers, his mercy will not be there. For the wrongdoers, he has prepared a grievous tomb. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.